Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, let me read the letter, and then I'll explain to you what's really going on here. My mom, Phyllis, has a timeshare in Mexico. She's been winning a lot of money at the casino there. She just loves it. So, our whole office wants to phone tap her and tell her that video surveillance caught her on tape doing illegal things to the slot machines, and now she has to bring back the money.
Oh, boy.
This comes to us from Denise, Sherry, San Martin, is that who that is? A lot of people want to phone tap Phyllis. Anyway, here's the setup. Greg T. the Frat Boy starts the call as a representative from the resort, and then Scary Jones comes in as the manager of the hotel who doesn't speak the English. Not only is this poor woman being phone tapped, but we have to sit through a phone tap with Scary Jones and Greg T.
Right.
I want you to listen how a lame phone tap is so lame it makes it kind of cute.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for a Phyllis Dasher.
Who's calling?
Mrs. Dasher, my name is Barry. Look, I'm calling on behalf of the Hacienda Del Mar Resort and Casino. You have a timeshare there, correct?
Yeah. What about it?
And I have recorded here that on two separate occasions, you won a substantial amount of money. $4,000 on one account.
What is this in reference to?
It is in reference to you tampering with the slot machines on two certain occasions.
Two certain occasions? No such word.
That's correct.
Are you sick? You know what? Call my lawyer. Call a cop. Don't bother me.
Listen, we're going to have some serious problems here.
Oh, really? Are you from the FBI?
No, I'm not. Again, my name is Barry Book from the Hacienda.
I don't really care about that. Hold on. Let me tell you what. Why don't you give me your number?
Why don't you put your husband on the phone, the man of the house?
Why do I need to put my husband on?
Why don't we talk to the man of the house, Mr. Robert
Dasher? You're an idiot. If you want to talk to me, I want your number. I'm calling you back.
La señorita.
Excuse me. I'm going to hand you over to Mr. Roberto Gomez.
Good. I'm not talking to you, that's for sure.
Hola.
What is it you want?
Hola, ¿qué tal?
What are you trying to tell me?
Señorita, stay on the phone here. Stay on the phone.
You have to speak English. I don't understand Spanish.
Okay. You come to the casino, and we have the surveillance. You take the money, you put in the la máquina, and you win the money there. Correct?
So? What is this about?
It's called cheating. Cheating, you cheat.
Oh, really? Okay, tell you what. Who is your superior?
Okay, I am the manager on duty at the Hotel La Hacienda.
You're the manager of what department?
La Hacienda El General. General. You know the general manager?
Of what?
Of the resort and casino.
Yeah. Okay.
Your timeshare will be on the line if we cannot...
Roberto, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Give me the number where you're calling from.
Listen to me. Listen,
Miss. No, you listen to me.
You get aggravated. Let me speak to the man of the house.
No, you're not speaking to anyone of the house. You're speaking to me. You're accusing me of something, and I want your number.
Do you pay for this, or the husband pay for it?
You gotta be joking, you idiot. It doesn't matter.
If you don't pay, I need you to clear the line and give me your husband now.
I want your number now.
We have on tape a record of you taking the money.
I want your number now.
I'm going to take this over to la policia and pronto.
Call the f***ing police.
Pronto.
I'm calling your lawyer right now.
La policia, el pronto.
Hello.
Señorita Dasher.
Yes.
Roberto Gomez, otra vez. You're calm now, is okay?
I'm not the one in trouble. You are, but go ahead.
I told you that maybe perhaps you were tampering with the machina. Okay, that's all we were trying to tell you.
I know what you were trying to tell me. You're wrong, but that's not the point.
Okay,
I want to know who you are.
I am the manager general.
You're bullshit. Who are you?
Okay, we need $10,000 by the end of this week.
Wait a minute. Whoa. What happened to your accent?
Excuse me, Phyllis. How are you?
What are you getting excited for?
Excuse me, Phyllis. This is Barry Book again, the representative of the Hacienda Del Mar Resort and Casino.
I don't have time for this. Would you send him into the house? house.
I see that you're getting off to a wrong start now with the manager, Mr. Roberto Gomez. So let me give you maybe an address that you can mail us a check.
No, I'm not mailing you a check. You could come and get it.
Absolutely, you're going to mail us a check.
I tell you what, I recorded this whole conversation, so if it gets ugly, you're in trouble.
Oh, you recorded it? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, play it back for me. I want device.
You can't play it back on my recorder.
Oh, yeah? What's the matter? You got a recording, but you can't play it back?
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Right. Okay, smarty. You know what? I know you didn't record it. You know why I know?
How you know?
Because we recorded it. Greg T. the Frat Boy, Scary Jones, Phyllis, you have been phone tapped.
Yeah!
Your daughters put us up to it.
Hi, we're out here, Mom. It's me and Bonnie and Dennis and Sherry and Nancy and Karen and Jeannie.
Where is Roberto Gomez?
I'm over here, man.
Okay, Roberto. You are an idiot. You really are.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.